Welcome to Face Jam, the show where we try every new fast food creation to let you know if you need it, you probably do. Thanks to us for making this show possible. Go us. I'm your host, Michael Jones, alongside my co-host, Jordan Swires. Jordan, how are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for saying my name correctly.
I'm good. I just tried to add a little twang to it, you know, punch it up. Because we talked about it last week. I thought his name's too normal. You know?
Yeah.
It's too old-fashioned.
It really is the Jones of Polish names, isn't it?
Needs a punch up, dude. I took another bite of my nugget.
Are you eating on the podcast?
This is my last nugget.
That's not allowed.
I'm not chewing. I'm just talking with my mouth full.
Is that better?
That's not mukbanging. That's just chipmunking. I just came up with that just now.
What about chipmunking?
Well, now we're a whole different podcast.
All right. Here's what I'll do. I'll swallow it whole.
Thank you.
No.
It's what you need to do.
Oh, spicy.
How is the outside just grating your esophagus?
It's grating. It's grating. Well, I like chipmunking better than what's happening now.
What do you call that? Like snaking? Like
no, I call
swallowing it whole?
Yeah, swallowing it whole. Did you unhinge your jaw?
Oh, God.
What did you just force down your throat on this episode?
What I just shoved down there, like it was a hot wiener, was the Burger King spicy nuggets. And I'm gonna say this here, in case you think I forgot, the format is dead.
Wow.
Here's the thing. I missed it last week. You can't put it back in the jar. It had its time. It's ended gracefully. In a way, I'm kind of glad that power struggle ended. And I just thought, I missed it. I no longer have the right. So we'll see what I come up with next time.
It's just a matter of time.
Something takes its place. It's like a Hydra.
It's like, Eric may... You may have won the battle, but the war shall go on, Eric.
We're all going to lose the war.
Yeah, absolutely.
This whole podcast is one big war of attrition.
Yeah. Like, it's us versus the listeners.
It's all infighting.
Who will get in first?
Yeah, who blinks first?
Now, no one will see this, and the screams will echo throughout the universe that they want to see it, and they won't. But all four of us are wearing our 100% eat hats.
They look
I was going to say 100% eat shirts, but it's a hat now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It looks like good. The shirt, but on hat.
Right. And it's on the front top.
In case you forgot.
I got a lot of comments about that when we started posting the pictures, that it was on the front top. Nick, what the fuck did you just do? What are you doing?
I think he's taking a social picture for
you
the...
You better run that by the social team first.
Okay. Yeah, because that's got to go through... It's got to go through the Face Jam graphic design team so that they can blur out your face.
We needed to get this little monster to sign an NDA because now I don't trust him.
Are you eating more of your nugget?
Yeah. There's just one left. I have to eat it. And you can't hear me. You're just watching me do it. Okay? I keep forgetting you can see me. Oh, my God. How did he know? I'm the emperor.
No one's going to get that.
No, but it's funny. But it's funny. No. I'm sitting in the Emperor's throne room, okay?
That took Eric like 30 seconds to like click.
Do it.
Oh, man.
We went to Burger King, and they're having... This is crazy. This is a crazy deal. This is the biggest deal we've ever done, I think, as far as savings unto you, the jammers. Eight-piece, they have regular nuggets and spicy nuggets. 8 pieces for $1.
Crazy.
$1, and they're, you know, adequate-sized nuggets. They're not micro-nugs or anything.
No, they're full-on. They're what you think of when you think of a nugget.
I was really wondering what they would look like when I you could see a picture of them once you got there, but on the drive there, you know, I was sweating, I was nervous, I didn't know what would happen, I was freaking out about the nuggets, I almost crashed a couple times, but I got there, normal nuggets. It was a stressful drive.
The drive home was much more relaxed.
Oh, I was farting like crazy because I was so relaxed.
Yeah, that's what I do when I'm relaxed too, so.
Yeah, you just let it all out.
We're all regular people.
You just tense up and you bottle it up and you feel like you're going to blow.
And then you get the nuggets and you see that they're normal nuggets and then you just fart and then you can relax.
I felt like the drive there, I was like the molasses tank in Boston. And I was like, argh! And then on the way home, I just blew. 20 million gallons of molasses just trailing behind my car. Like 20 people died. In molasses.
All of the environmental gains we had from lockdown and less
pollution
just undone.
I ruined it.
From one drive from Burger King back to your house.
So, Burger King. Who goes to Burger King? Anyone?
Nobody.
Nobody. No one.
In a world where McDonald's exists, no one.
I agree with you, man. I was never a fan of Burger King, and specifically as a kid, and this might make more sense. I had it more recently, like a couple years ago, and I didn't dislike it nearly as much as I did as a kid. But I think the whole thing that turned me off of it as a kid was it was too much of like a real burger, you know, like flame broiled, flame grilled, whatever. I'm like, nah, I want that microwave shit, dude. That's what I love. I can just, it's like dog food. I just chew it up and swallow it. And Burger King, I was like, I don't like this. So I never liked their burgers as a kid. The only time I would go there was usually if they had some sort of chicken strips or something on sale. Like when I was a teenager and I had a couple dollars, I might go if they had chicken strips. They also, of them or McDonald's, they had onion rings and McDonald's did not. It's weird that McDonald's has never had onion rings. I don't know what they're doing.
That is a little strange.
It's like some hill that they insist on dying on. Like they had a fight with the onion ring company or something. And they're like, we will never have you.
Even when they do stuff on like their burgers, like they've done like onion petals or whatever the fuck they call them. But they're never like full on onion rings, huh?
And they have maybe those weird diced onions.
And they were just... They were god-awful, and they thought never again.
It's funny you mentioned that, because McDonald's not doing it makes me react to other places having it as, like, it's novel.
You're
like,
saying,
yeah, I agree.
The majority of fast food restaurants probably have onion rings, but no matter what, if I go, oh, they have onion rings, that's unusual.
When do you ever go, oh, they have fries? You don't, because everyone has them. But some fuckers, like McDonald's, don't have onion rings. So it adds that, oh.
Does Wendy's have onion rings?
I don't think so. Bastards. They don't have shit, I'll tell you. They don't have meat right now.
They're out of hamburgers.
0% eat.
you might get a bun. You want a bun burger?
Are we about to move into an era where we're about to get a lot of chicken deals on this podcast?
I don't know, man.
Being a chicken podcast?
I'm fine with that.
I mean, I'm fine with it. And this, I feel like the value saved this one, right? The fact that you get eight chicken nuggets for a dollar is certainly extreme. Other than that, it's a fucking chicken nugget. I mean, we've talked about how some of the stuff we've done is, it's just a cheeseburger. That's whatever. Obviously, we try to go for the more like weirdo, just like crazy creations. This is a fucking chicken nugget. I mean, I didn't even get sauce with mine.
That's crazy.
I had the nugget and I went, this is it. I bring this up because Nick sent a picture of him holding 40 different sauces.
Nick
he
had
all
like,
of them.
You. This is before you got here, Michael. We were eating and talking with Nick and he's like, yeah, I got like, I told them I wanted all of the sauces. But then you ate the last of the nuggets.
You couldn't see that. You don't know.
Nick told them that he wanted all of the sauces plus extras. So he got all of that. And then he came home.
Wild.
He bought food for himself and his wife. His wife took one of the sauces and he went, I mean, if I would have known that, I would have gotten more. She took a zesty sauce and
What's wrong with you,
That's
man?
The one that I wanted that. And it's like, you have more.
He's holding up the zesty sauce to the camera as you're saying this. And I don't know if that's him saying he took it back from his wife.
Yeah, exactly. I'm wondering the same
thing.
This
is the one she wanted.
It's okay. I fought her and I got it. Nick's sleeping on the couch, but
it's crazy
okay.
that they have a sauce. They just have a sauce called zesty.
I think White Castle has that too.
What?
What do you think it tastes like?
I think they have, it's very zesty.
Interesting.
It's someone threw a bunch of shit together and said, what's that? I don't know.
Zesty.
Fucking something exciting. what happened was I didn't really care about sauce because I wanted to eat the nug and judge the quality of the nug. So I wasn't gonna order any. But I was shocked they didn't ask. They didn't ask, and then I thought, okay, they'll just ask me out the window. Nope. They just handed me my nuggets, and away I went. And I went,
I wonder if you went to the same one as Nick after Nick.
Could have been it.
Leaned them out.
Could have been it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Possible.
I mean, they asked me at the window if I wanted sauces, and then instinctively I said buffalo, so I just had hot sauces with hot nuggets, and my stomach feels weird right
buffalo
now.
Buffalo sauce with chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
They asked me, and I got, as a SERP side, my mozzarella sticks. So I just said, oh, marinara for the mozzarella sticks, please. And then got home and realized I didn't get an actual sauce for the nuggets, but I had ranch, so I just had ranch.
Man.
That's
what a tease
story
for the SERP side. I like it.
I dry dogged it.
Wow.
I ate all that.
You didn't even
dry.
Chew some of them.
Yeah, that's correct. It was really dry.
It was dry. I was chipmunking, and then I swallowed it like a snake.
I'll say this, what I did, though. I'll save this for the review at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I also got the regular nuggets. Not to rate, but just for comparison.
Wow.
Interesting.
I wanted to compare it to further my knowledge of the spicy nuggets. And
that, it's
and
like a it's like a control and a variable in a scientific experiment. Mm-hmm. I like it.
And I feel like, you know, a little tease, I feel like I learned a lot.
I don't doubt it. I can't imagine eating the regular nuggets without a sauce.
I lived it.
Wow.
Do you guys remember the commercial? I remember it when I was a kid, like in elementary school. There's a commercial where they're advertising like whatever the Burger King kids meal is, like where you get the crown. But they had this little cartoon character and it was like, everyone has spoken, but Burger King's fries are better than McDonald's. And like, yeah, I remember seeing that and being like, that's not true.
That's not true.
That's wrong. And then like, as like, that was the first like righteous stand I took as a kid where I was like, I'm not going to Burger King. They're lying to me.
Well, that's another one of this crazy shit. Okay, this is why you can't trust the mainstream media. They're out there lying to you. Wendy's thing, right? They just started their breakfast, I don't know, a couple months ago now, like 2-3 months ago. Their slogan was like world's greatest breakfast or best fast food breakfast or some shit like that, right? Some sort of like, we've been rated the best fast food breakfast. And then the tagline under it, was like, well, it's not out yet, but it will be. Like literally to that effect, they're just like, I mean, we're just saying it because it's going to happen though. And I said, how dare you?
You can just say shit. It's
ridiculous. You can just say whatever you want. Not like this show that's based on fact.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Just the facts.
We have a facts section, in fact.
Right. That solidifies it.
Yeah. And there are no opinions in it.
No, they're all facts. Why would there be opinions? It's the facts section.
Yeah, I didn't go to Burger King. It was wild. Yeah. I was driving there today going, I can't believe I'm going to Burger King.
Me too.
I feel like Burger King's, they smell weird.
Hmm.
They have a distinct smell when you go in there. I think it's from their grills. And like,
it's all that damn fresh meat.
It's all that flame broiledness. Also, like, they advertise the Whopper as like, oh, it's flame broiled. I don't know what that means. Like, just give me the burger. I just want,
I don't
care
give a
how,
shit how you make it.
Yeah. Well, whatever you're doing, it tastes bad. So maybe change that.
Welcome to Burger King. We make it taste like shit. Oh, great. Thank you.
Cool. Give me a crown and you're better than McDonald's fries, please.
Outrageous.
Insane.
The only thing I think that can top McDonald's fries, and I can't even name a place off the top of my head, is real good curly fries.
Yep.
And even
I give you that.
Sometimes you just want the Don's.
I'm a crinkle cut guy. If there's a good crinkle cut, I go for that.
You like them thick.
Yeah, give me that crinkle.
Eric says no crinkle.
No, I don't like a bigger fry. Like,
I like
these
to play
fries,
them like it's an accordion.
Oh, weird. I usually just eat them. These fries at Burger King were like, these are like they're thick. They're weird thick, but not, they don't taste like anything. They taste like if I were to make French fries at my home and did not put salt on them.
I
and
want
just
a French fry, damn it, not a potatoes. Potato.
It's okay? Just a potato. Yeah.
It's just like a big old hawk of potato.
Yep.
I can do that at home, yeah. Fuck off. Anyway, we hate Burger King.
Hate's a strong word. I strongly dislike them, and I hope they fail.
I don't prefer them.
I just think it is literally the lowest rung on the fast food ladder.
It really is. It's like we were talking about off camera one time about like how McDonald's is like the Walmart and mm-hmm. Wendy's is kind of like the nicer offshoot, the Target. Mm-hmm. And it's like Burger King is like, I don't know, Save for Less or yeah, the dollar store.
General.
Yeah.
It's funny because like, I think we're all in agreeance here, but that kind of surprises me because there's people that love Burger King. There's people that will Insane. Say it's better than McDonald's and I don't get that. Like, I'm with you. Like, I think generally speaking, I would think McDonald's and Burger King are like the Coke and the Pepsi. I don't think that at all. No. And it's crazy to me that people think that. There's 10 other restaurants I would put above Burger King. But
me too.
They're out there, man. It's a fucking monarchy.
McDonald's is the Coke and Burger King is the Shasta or...
Mr. Pibb or something. Something that always sticks out to me about Burger King and the good old days, which were awful days... is Burger King's whole slogan, when I was a kid at least, I don't know what it is now, was have it your way.
Correct.
Because this was a thing. This was a selling point that at Burger King, you could come in and just order whatever you wanted and they'd make it. Mm-hmm. And people didn't do that. They were like, no, you order what's on the menu.
No substitutions, no changes.
Right.
It was
that
like,
was
this
a big
make,
deal.
This is what you
Burger
eat.
King yeah. was like, you could come in and just fucking piss us off. And we'll make it, dude. You want some shit? You want extra bacon? You want no lettuce? We'll do it. And that was like their thing. And then everyone else in the world went, well, we do that too now. So.
And Burger King was like, it's more of a figurative goes, spiritual having
there,
your way.
There goes your thing, Burger King. Now anyone can
Dang,
have it
the
their
one
way
thing
anywhere.
Had.
Yep. Now literally anywhere you go.
Ronald had his way with me. Yeah.
I don't want that king anywhere near me.
Here's the thing. McDonald's had the weird, creepy clown. Uh-huh. And I mean, to be fair, forever since, you know, the 20s yeah. when McDonald's started.
It's like Burger King needed to get on their level.
Burger King got a serial killer. And they said, let's get a man. Let's dress him like a king. Put a giant fucking head on him, a.k.a. a mask. But have him sneaking and hiding in the bushes and spying on people. What a great mascot and marketing campaign. And then let's make a bunch of games about it.
The
where
best.
You, the sneak king, where yeah, you hide yeah. at construction sites and jump out of trash cans and startle construction workers with breakfast sandwiches. What the hell? This was so weird.
Did you have that game?
Of course I did. Probably one of the only reasons I went to Burger King was like, I hate this place, but they're giving out fucking Xbox 360 games and they have achievements.
wasn't he in like a Tony Hawk as well where you could like skateboard as the Burger King?
Oh, I don't know. Really? I know Spider-Man was. That's a different guy.
Mm. I get those mixed up a lot.
Sometimes I mix up the Burger King with Spider-Man.
I'm not saying I mix them up. I'm
Tony
just saying
Hawk Spider-Man, and
Spider-Man.
I'm always
definitely
mixed
in
up.
Tony Hawk. Burger King guy? I don't know. He's just the king. I'm not Burger King guy. He's the goddamn king. But yeah, he was like Michael Myers. He didn't talk. Nope. He had this permanent weird grimace on his face. Not grimace.
Probably because
grimace is different.
Not grimace that grimace.
Who did
not the Face Jam grimace?
Who's getting grimace? No, it wasn't even Face Jam. It was somebody else we were trying to give him to. Wasn't
it was Whataburger.
It was Whataburger. That's who it was.
The Face Jam grimace.
Yeah, we were like an adoption agency. We come in, yeah, pick up grimace,
pair him up.
And we pair him with some parents that are looking for a kid, and he needs a home. And that was Whataburger.
We were simply fostering the grimace until yeah. he could find his forever
it was
home.
Just temporary. Yeah.
Oh man.
Wild.
I couldn't find Burger King in Tony Hawk Pro Skater. I'm sorry, but maybe he'll be in the remake of 1 and 2.
Oh man, we can only hope.
We're getting real dangerous. We already did the whole Blu-ray. Dude, last episode was out of control. The longest episode that didn't deserve it at all.
No, two ads.
It was like 6 side tangents. But you now have entered the realm of talking about the Tony Hawk remakes,
yep.
And I suggested, would it be funny if they remade it, but it was Tony Hawk now, was
it
like
is.
A playable character. No, but I mean like in his 50s.
It is.
Is it really? What?
All of the characters are current version, like Steve Caballero and everything. It's current versions of
are
the-
Are you serious?
Yes.
I was just saying that. I
no,
saw the
no,
box
this is
art
what,
and that was
this
it.
This is what they're doing.
So is it like harder to skateboard because you're just a little older
See,
this
the
time?
Thing is, you have to like take Advil.
The yeah. thing is, Tony Hawk still incredible, especially yep. for his age, right? And mm-hmm. I'm not like saying, oh man, he couldn't do that now. What I am saying is if he fell now, he would die. Right? You know how in the game when you fall and then you get back on the board, it just says game over.
Yeah, the stakes are much higher in this one.
You can't fail even once.
Yeah.
You better make sure that when you're grinding, you keep that balance meter right
all
in the middle.
All the levels take place in a bouncy house, just in case.
The warehouse is now, is now just like, it's got cushioned walls and stuff.
That's wild. Then yeah, also, it ruins my joke.
Sorry, man.
No, it's my own fault.
You should have done your research.
I should have researched the facts.
Yeah.
And I did.
That's what
I
I'm just, here for.
I just went off the cuff and now I look like a fool.
It's all right. I'm here.
Now I've got Burger King breakfast sandwich egg on my face.
Do you want to get into the facts?
And that's that. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to talk about Burger King anymore.
Yeah.
I give me a script, damn it. Okay, here we go. These are the Burger King facts. Brought to you by Eric Bedewer. Although it's in 79 countries, screaming child ruining this thing. We're rolling. Hey, quiet on set. Quiet.
Are you yelling at some stormtroopers?
That kid. Yeah, dude.
Who is that?
I don't know, dude. That's my ex-girlfriend's daughter. Although it's in 79 countries, Burger King isn't called Burger King everywhere. In Australia, Burger King is called Hungry Jack's due to copyright laws. This is a fact. I've seen it, and it's the exact same colors.
Yep.
And it's damn, you look at it and go, is that a fake Burger King?
It's like a, it's like a weird, like, Mandela effect where it's like, were they always called this? And I just didn't notice.
But what's funny is I still didn't want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
I went, you've kept it so similar, I know I don't like you.
Yep.
And I won't
it's almost
go
too
you.
Similar.
Yeah. They should have taken that opportunity to mix it up. I have the story about that, and I'll get into it after the facts. I don't want to get off track here. There are 12 Burger King crown cards in existence.
What's that?
Allows the holder to get unlimited free Burger King for life, which is like having a card that allows people to spit in your face all you want forever.
Yeah, cool, neat. Is there like a is there a monetary value involved with that I could like take instead?
Do you think the 12 people go to Burger King and use it on the $1 nuggets?
I mean, the story that I read was Jay Leno, and it's like, okay, your total is $11, and he's like, here's my Burger King crown card.
Wait. There's 12, and Jay Leno has one.
Yep.
He doesn't need one.
I agree. He has a lot of money and
he's got a lot of cars.
Hey, yep. you know, you got
a lot of cars.
To be rich, you got to be thrifty. So he's saving money on Burger King.
He is. Even still, he's going to be the first guy. He's going to be the first guy that does take it with him when he dies.
Oh, yeah. Now there's 11.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably in writing, right? You probably can't pass them.
Yeah.
Bury me with my crown card.
Yeah. That might be part of the stipulations that they dies with
it
you.
Dies with
like
Jay.
Those lottery payouts. Boom. Done. Burger King has a Twitch channel, which is great, just in case literally every other channel on Twitch decides to stop streaming at the same time. Imagine subbing to the Burger King Twitch channel, PogChamp. What? I didn't get that. What does that mean?
Man, that's more of a Kappa than a PogChamp, Eric.
This is...
Oh. It's one of those things. That's why I didn't get it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that joke was for like,
I'm glad I didn't get
like
that.
the few younger listeners that we have. I know that most of our demographic doesn't watch Twitch.
Yeah. If you're confused about that, go to twitch.tv/brownman and he'll explain it.
Our demographic doesn't watch Twitch. They just Twitch.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
Yeah. It's a different type
of
Twitch.
People are listening going, I'm twitching right now.
Burger King twitches too?
If you want to know more about that, call your grandson, ask him, read that to him.
Yeah, what is this?
He'll explain it to you.
If you said Kappa or if you said Pepe, mm-hmm. I would have got it. I wouldn't have got it. I would have went, I've heard of that.
I wouldn't have got it.
Yeah, I would have said
that. So if you had changed it, I think it would have been the same result.
No. See, that was pure confusion. It would have been... I've seen people say that.
Oh, cool.
You see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
In 2007, a Vermont man got 3 bites into his cheeseburger before discovering an unwrapped condom in the middle of it. In his lawsuit, the man claimed he now suffered from, quote, sustained pain and suffering, vomiting, nightmares, mental and emotional distress, end quote. But I assume that it was just from the burger. I knew it was coming. That's why I started giggling.
Yep. Slam dunk.
Eric, I mean, it was a really long walk, but you knew the destination.
Yeah.
Still went with it.
Unwrapped. Oof.
Yep. Yep.
Was it used?
What's the thing I saw
was that he described a sour foreign taste. Oh. So take that how you will.
Sounds like it was just the burger.
Again, could have been the burger. It's impossible to, you know, it's a mystery that can't be solved.
It's true.
Like a Rubik's Cube.
A what?
A Rubik's Cube.
Oh, I thought you said a Rubik's Cube.
No, I said like Rubik's, so I botched it a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I started twitching.
A cube. Kappa.
Ugh, come on, guys. Resident sleeper over here.
Oh, man. Okay, here we go. Last one. In 2015, as recent, Burger King took out a full 2-page ad asking McDonald's to combine forces for the UN's International Peace Day and create the McWhopper, with the money raised going to charity. McDonald's declined the offer, and the war rages on to this day. God have mercy. What?
So they could have had world peace.
What's the angle there?
I think that it was.
Did they think by throwing this out in the public, McDonald's would have to accept?
Yeah. I think so.
Fools out of them.
And then McDonald's just went, no.
McDonald's was like, "Who is this? Who is?
Yeah, I don't know who this is." It's that scene in Avengers Endgame when Scarlet Witch is like, "You took everything from me," and that's Burger King. And then Thanos is McDonald's and goes, "I don't even know who you are."
Calm down, lady, McDonald's said to Burger King.
Yeah.
McDonald's said to Burger King.
It's just a two-page ad. Man, I kind of want to see that ad.
Right?
That might be... See if you can find that, because we can... Maybe we can forward that over to the social team and they can post that. Or you can find it and we could just read it if it's funny.
I'm sure it's not funny. It's about International Peace Day.
I mean, it'll be funny to laugh at them. That's what
I feel like they really put, like, they were like, hey, it's for a good cause. All you need to do is partner up with us. Burger King, I know you see us as your enemy and like biggest competitor. And McDonald's is just like,
what?
Did you say something?
Yeah. Right? Huh?
We'll have world peace on our own. We're McDonald's. We can do whatever we want.
If I were McDonald's, I would have been like, cool, 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 and then did whatever they wanted to do by themselves.
Yeah, without Burger King. And Burger King's like, yeah, but we helped.
Hey.
It was our idea.
And those are just the facts.
I found the open letter to McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
It says an open letter from Burger King to McDonald's in big font.
Any like... open letter, anything that's like an open letter to X, Y, whatever, I just immediately like start cringing. Like
it starts by saying, good morning, McDonald's.
Again.
Burger King is run by fucking dorks.
You think like they were like all grouped together, like huddled around the keyboard, like, oh man, we should start with good morning, McDonald's. Oh man, that's so good. We're so good.
This is the overthought text message that you send to a girl that you like, and that like you're trying to come off as like, hey, whatever,
really
I'm just kind of like hanging out and being like nonchalant. And it's so long and does not have to be. This sucks.
Does it say at the end, we await your response?
Let's end the beef with beef. Hang on. Here's how I know that this is that text message that you nervously send to a girl. The end of it is talk soon, Burger King. Talk soon.
But
balls in your court.
I feel like it would have been great if they responded with like a full page ad that just said red.
Oh, no.
Ugh. Well, there you go.
Nobody has those turned on, though. You're a maniac.
No, fucking turn on
read
crazy.
Receipts. Nuts. Nuts? I don't want you to know them.
I mean, I don't, but other people do.
The maniacs do. People that don't understand things. They don't understand the way of life. You know I'm ignoring you because I didn't reply to you, but you don't know it. Like, you don't have
You know
proof.
What's insane? Some people leave those on and say that if it's red, that's me acknowledging the thing. Where it's like, that's hey, let's meet up. Let's meet up here at this time. And then if it's red, that's just as good as saying okay.
Yeah, but that's not like a button, right? If you look at it, it's red. Yes. It's,
Exactly. That doesn't mean you've read it and
agree to
the information.
If there's a goddamn thumbs up that you clicked and it said red, they're in. That'd be different.
Yeah, exactly.
That just means you opened your fucking phone.
Yeah.
Maybe you could have done it on accident too.
Yep.
Yeah. Ridiculous. So I don't get it. I don't trust it, and I don't get it.
It's like, hey, let me check my mail real quick. Oh shit! I just agreed to a foursome. Uh oh. It says red.
Oh no.
Well. Time to go back to Wiener Schnitzel.
All right, Jordan, hit him with the spicy nuggets read.
Dude, all right, spicy nuggets. Buckle in, this is a long one. Burger King spicy nuggets are made with a spicy home-style breading that gives the product a fiery kick. That's the end.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the description of the food.
Yep.
That's all you need to know, apparently.
I guess, you know, there's really not much to them, so.
Uh-huh. Dude, they're nuggets.
You don't have to stress about it. Fart all you want right now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fine.
They're nuggets, and they're spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Next part says, I found no press release, so I emailed Burger King's media inquiries address, and this is what I received.
This is in full. This is in full what I received from Burger King in plain text. In the most boring looking email.
Burger King has brought back its beloved spicy nuggets along with an amazing deal. Starting May 14th, fans can get 8 spicy chicken nuggets for just $1. Burger King spicy nuggets are made with a spicy homestyle breading that gives the product a fiery kick. Attached is an image of the product. Parentheses. No image was attached. The savings don't stop there either. From May 25th through June 30th, Burger King will be offering free delivering with a minimum purchase of $20 on the BK app. Best, Dara. Thanks, Dara.
That is the email. I emailed their media inquiries.
Wow.
That's it. Wow.
Damn.
Attached is a photo of the product. There's nothing attached.
She copy-pasted that and forgot to attach the image.
It is a plain text email that they just went, here you go, idiot.
Oh, man. That's nuts.
Burger King is run by dorks.
It's dorks, dude.
It's straight up dorks. It's dorks.
I also how there's no... I mean, there's obviously no flowery language or anything, but there's no excitement either. Like, the sentence that says, the savings don't stop there either, ends with a period.
They don't like it. They don't like
it. I like that it says that they're offering free delivering.
Yeah. We're giving free delivery.
Listen. The delivering is coming. Okay. That's what Papa John was talking about. Okay.
Dude, Papa John's TikTok channel is
I didn't get into that. I'd seen that before you brought that to our attention. Papa John's TikTok is like him just showing off how rich he is, which furthers what I've been saying about why is this guy doing anything? Just be rich. And I don't mean, he's got some money. I mean, he's fucking rich, right? Like, he's got this ridiculous mansion estate. Like, did you see the one where it's like, welcome to my crib, and he opens the front door, and like, it's like a 40-foot ceiling.
Oh, it looks like a Resident Evil mansion.
He's got marble floors. It makes the Resident Evil mansion look like shit.
There's two eagles in, like... grabbing each other,
they're
like
fucking.
Falling to earth. And I think that if you rotate the talon, it opens the secret passageway to get into the basement to find Wesker's lab. But I can't say one way or another if that's true.
The whole house tour is you walk in the front door and then he's like, over here's the library. And then that's the end of the video. Like, he's teasing. He's
Guys,
probably listening to the episode.
It's not about
he's teasing.
The money. It's about.
It's about the pizza?
It's about the principle
about
of the
being
thing.
Being able to say the words that they say that he wants to say too.
Well, he just wants everyone to be equal.
Dude. That's why he wants to.
It's pretty wild. Papa John's TikTok is wild. And I feel okay with that because that's food related. We're keeping track on food here. I got another food thing I want to pop in real quick before we get into the review.
Okay.
So I mentioned, Hungry Jack's could trick you if they made themselves not look like Burger King, but they didn't try at all. So you know it's a Burger King. I ordered food last night and I was looking. I guess I'll get a burger, but I wanted like a real burger, like a bar burger, not like a fast food burger. So I found a place that delivered called Hootie's Burger Bar. And I was like, okay, sure. So I'm looking through and like the food looks pretty good. The pictures they have, it was like a big fucking fat burger. So I order a burger. I get some fries, mac and cheese, mozzarella sticks, and then, you know, trying to get my protein up. So I ordered a whole other entree. I got a chicken sandwich. I tried to continue the tradition of the spicy chicken sandwich before Face Jam. Uh-huh. So I got a crispy chicken sandwich with buffalo sauce and blue cheese because I was going to make it a hot chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at the chicken sandwich, and next to the chicken sandwich, they have chicken wings. And the description for the chicken wings is like Hooters classic chicken wings. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, is this Hooters? Because it's called Hooties. And there's no branding for Hooters anywhere on it. Right? It
just is this a Pasquale's situation?
Yeah. Hooties Burger Bar. Right?
It totally is.
And I just went, I don't know. Weird. Whatever. I order it. Shows up at my house in a fucking Hooters bag.
Yep.
I'm like, it is Hooters.
What the fuck?
You tricked me. The burger was amazing. I think it was delicious. So was the sandwich. The fries were fucking terrible, and I hate them. But the burger and the chicken sandwich was amazing. They fucked me, though, because they didn't put buffalo sauce on it. So it was just a regular chicken sandwich, and I was upset about that.
Well, you got to order from Hooters if you want that.
I didn't have the hot shits for today's episode, so more of the tradition just went out the window. But that blew my mind. I'm like, you could just call yourself Hooties? How dare you?
Do you know about other restaurants doing that? Do you know about Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh, that's what I said it, and Lindsay brought that up.
Yep.
She's like, yeah, they named it after one of the other animatronic guys or something because nobody was ordering Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, if you're looking at a menu.
Why would you ever do that? Who would
you're
do
looking
that?
At a list of restaurants, it's like Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, hell yeah. I always go there for their food.
Pasquale's Pizza, on the other hand. I'll try
what
this new
fuck?
Place. And then it comes in a Chuck E. Cheese box, and you're like, did I just get hootied in the blowfish?
I love it. Yeah, I love it because they trick you, but they don't care enough to change the bags.
Nope.
They go, oh, fuck it, we're not buying new bags. That was, I opened the door, I went, crazy. You, crazy.
Was the person delivering it at least in a Hooters uniform or anything?
I didn't look at them.
Yeah, that's a, like, leave
there.
It on my doorstep, like, yeah. Get out of here.
I'm a troll, get out of here.
Yep.
Don't look at me.
So watch out there if you're ordering.
You gotta be smart. You gotta be careful. You gotta read the fine print.
Yep.
Read those descriptions, because nobody's gonna. Who goes to Hooters for the food?
Michael, I guess.
He didn't.
No,
he didn't know.
I didn't go. Well, I was tricked, and they came to me. But also, it was great. I'd order it again, and I was blown away. It was hot too. I will now. Now that I've been tricked. No, I don't know about Hooters, but this Hooties place is really good.
Do you think like?
Now
Hooters?
That I've been tricked.
Not that I've been tricked, I'm into it.
See, now it's worked, and everyone, this is just a testimonial. We should just, like, sell this clip to the restaurants who are thinking about doing this.
It was great that
like,
happened yesterday.
Oh, it'll work.
It happened yesterday, and I was like, I gotta talk about this on Face Jam.
That's crazy.
Do you think Hooters secretly has good food, and they're just bad at
They do! I ate it! It was great!
Because my
I
wife
mean, I
tells...
I can speak to the other side of that and say I've been like twice and no, they don't.
Dude, well, you didn't have Hooties though. You had Hooters.
That's true. I just had Hooters like an idiot.
Maybe Hooties just borrows Hooters bags and they sound suspiciously close, but they're totally different restaurants.
I don't think so.
My wife has a story where somebody at her high school used to love going to Hooters, and like people would always like make fun of him and be like, yeah, I know why you like going to Hooters, nudge, nudge. And he's like, yeah, I really like their wings. They're great. And then they were like, yeah, they're wings, quote unquote. And then he came out as gay, and everybody was like, oh, I guess he just really did like the wings.
That's amazing. That's pretty awesome. They're cheap too, man. You can go in there and you can order like 80 wings, and they just bring them out on one plate. Yeah, they're not good.
No, no,
they're not good. Very little eat too.
Yeah, there's not a lot of eat on those wings. Mm. Those are not very. Those aren't very.
This good. Hat wouldn't fly there. They'd ask us to leave.
Yeah, it's like people are gonna get the wrong idea.
Yeah,
you gotta take that off.
Propaganda here.
When you're talking about being tricked by food, I would go to. There's a bar in San Diego that had like free arcade game. They had like an arcade. It was a barcade thing or whatever, but all the games were free. And the drinks were cheap, and it was kind of in like in the middle of like a strip mall kind of an area, and you're like, ah, whatever, it was cool, it was a good place to go, and they had food, so you would order like macaroni and cheese bites and like buffalo wings and mozzarella sticks, and you would put in the order with the bartender, and the bartender would leave. They would take the order and then walk out the front door, and then go somewhere. And then come back, and then a short while later, a phone would ring, and then they would leave again and come back with food, and you're like, what the fuck is going on? The bar was next door to a strip club, they would order the food at the strip club, and then you would eat it at the bar. And while playing Off-Road or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game.
How much was the food, right? Because there was had to be an upcharge, right?
No, it was cheap. It was crazy. I don't know how any of it worked. The bartender leaving was crazy.
Does he technically work for both establishments?
I think they're probably owned by like the same person, and they're like, well, we're not gonna put a kitchen in this one, idiot. Just come next door to the strip.
Don't
just
put a kitchen leave in the bar.
Leave the bar.
It would make maybe more sense the other way around.
Yeah, you would think so, but no. Just the bartender leaves and you go, so is it closed or is this place closed now? It's not.
And then he gets a phone call and it's like, does that have to do with my food? Why are you leaving again?
And it does 100% of the time.
Wow.
So I know your pain. I know what it's like to be tricked.
He's eating. You're eating Hooters food. He's eating strip club food.
No, I some was people's eating Hooties.
Dude, keep telling
yourself
that.
It's also like what you changed the name to Hooties. like that's as
not
far,
even clever.
They're like, we gotta leave in most of the letters. And fuck it, don't change the description of the food at all. Just copy paste it, but instead of Hooters, we'll call it Hooties.
Oh man.
Wild.
That's fucking great.
With a side of blowfish.
All right. Well, should we
review the food?
Nugget.
These nuggets are so nuggets, guys. They are, in fact, chicken nuggets. And they were food. There's really not much else. I mean, it tasted, I guess if I were to describe it, it's like they taste like they were made with a spicy homestyle breading that gives the product a fiery kick.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Like that's just, yeah, that's just how I felt about it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are your own words.
Yeah. In all honesty, I actually really liked it. It had just enough spice for me. I feel like most of the time fast food stuff that like advertises as spicy is just going to cater to the everyman, you know, who doesn't like intense spice. But this one had a little extra kick. I feel like I've become totally immune to Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich because I can just eat that and be like, oh, yeah, I forgot this is spicy. Didn't taste like any spice at all. Yeah, I know that shocks Michael, but I eat it frequently enough.
You got mouth muscles.
But yeah, this one had a little spicy kick that kind of hung around, and it's like just enough for me because I don't understand people who like spicy food. I don't understand like eating something and then like wanting it to hurt you. Like, I don't know. What do you call somebody who's into that? Like a spice rat?
Well, I don't know.
Like,
I mean,
you know,
I'm
like
under the impression
head,
that
spice
most,
rat? I don't know.
Most people that eat
rat.
Very spicy food, it doesn't hurt them, is the impression that I'm under. And then they like the flavor. If you eat food and cry, I don't get that.
I mean, other side of the coin, call them a spice rat, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that just seems like what they'd be called. I don't know.
It seems like they would be called spice rat?
Like, that's what they call themselves? Or like, ew,
yeah,
rat.
Yeah, it's like yeah, I'm a proud spice rat. Like, they probably have, like, kind of like the Salt Life sticker on their cars. It's just a spice rat.
I'm a proud spice rat?
Eric, don't act like you're not going to start going around calling yourself a spice rat.
What's up? It's me, local spice rat.
I'm not saying that he won't, but I don't think he'll do it positively. I don't think anyone's going to appreciate being called the spice rat. You know, like that majestic creature everyone loves, the rat?
The rat? And then he eats spicy food and takes spicy poops,
you
but it's
what?
Okay. He
you
likes
know what?
It.
I woke up today, I'm feeling like a rat. What do you got for me? You got anything hot? This rat wants to burn.
Yeah, I think it's a self-deprecating kind of thing.
Weird.
Is this what Sweer science is?
Yes. This is just science.
This is like Sweer sociology.
This is a Sweer psyche.
Oh my
yeah.
god.
Get inside the mind of a rat.
Well, I'm trying to pat this as much as possible because it's a fucking nugget.
Mm-hmm. You're doing it.
It's the breading's good, the spice level is good. It's a little chewy, which is a little weird. It makes the chicken feel like a lower quality. But at the same time, it's a very small nugget and there are only 8 of them. So,
and it's just a dollar.
It's a dollar. It's good value, but it was fine. I think Wendy's spicy nuggets are better. Anyway, I give this a 70.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
They were pretty good.
I have to agree with almost everything Jordan said. And because I had the regular, I have even more insight.
He's got more information.
You really nailed what I was going to say based just on the regular. It is a good spice. I liked it.
You spice rat?
I wouldn't go full rat.
Well, spice mouse.
I'm just like a spice mouse. Yeah. That's a good start. Like I'm a rodent for sure, but I'm not riddled with disease yet.
Yeah.
I'm working my way up there. I'm going to root around the sewer.
Your tail's going to get longer and like more scaly.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to grow.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a rare transformation from a mouse to a rat. I'm going to combine with a bunch of other rats. I'm going to be a rat king, but I'm going to be the main rat in that nest, and then people are gonna go,
like,
that thing likes spicy food. So I like the spice. It had a good breading, it was a good crisp. And it wasn't that soft, because I did eat, I ate all of them. They were all pretty crispy. But to reinforce what you were saying, the regular nuggets were pretty fucking terrible. They were bad. Like the meat, like flavor was the same, but without the spice, it lost all personality. Mm-hmm. And the breading actually, I think, made it crunchier. They were way softer without the breading.
Oh, gross.
So I think you probably got a little spot of like regular nug was that chewy part. They were all chewy. I only ate like 3. And then I said, I don't want this fucking trash. I'm going to give it to my girlfriend's kids and they can eat them. And they did.
Is this different than your ex-girlfriend's kids?
No, this is a different person.
Okay, gotcha.
So, honestly, having the regular nugget only propelled my perception of the spicy nugget.
Right, so it makes them look better.
I liked it. I ate it, and I went, this is pretty good. And then I had the regular one. I ate like 3 or 4, had a regular one, and went, this is horrible. Then I went back to the spicy nugget, and I was like, oh, this is even better. I'm going to get a third girlfriend.
Imagine if you had it with sauce.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you could totally eat them without sauce. They were good. A little dry, but I had a cup of water. It made me thirsty.
Definitely recommend chewing them.
You cannot in any way eat the regular nuggets without sauce. I wouldn't recommend them anyway, but without sauce, it was a horrible experience and I didn't like it. And
but what'd you think of the spicy ones?
I did like them. What I was doing there, it took me too long to find it. I was going to say that eating the regular nugget, I sustained pain and suffering, vomiting, nightmares, and emotional distress. But it was just such a long fact sheet, I couldn't find it. And it just became awkward silence. And you kept pressing me. You were like a prosecutor, and I started sweating on the stand, sweating like a spice rat.
Sorry. Make sure you relax and fart
it's
a whole
fine.
Bunch after this
no,
podcast.
Yeah, no, I'm building up again. I just started... You started watching me get bigger. I'm gonna give the very just normal spicy nuggets an 82.
Wow.
They were good. They were, I liked them. I don't like Burger King, and I thought I'd eat these.
It's hard to fuck something like this up.
I had the recommendation. I'm not saying go to Burger King, but if you're there, I'd get them. They're a dollar.
It's a dollar.
You get eight of them for a dollar, dude.
And if you have one of those Golden Crown cards or whatever, or it's like Jay Leno's in the store, like flag him down. Get them for free.
Flag them down.
If you see Jay Leno, let him know you want the spicy nuggets.
Yeah, and ask for a free car.
He'll probably give you one, too.
The average score here, 76. So they're good. They're pretty average.
It's good.
I think the biggest thing about them is that they were a dollar.
I feel like if we were eating anything else from Burger King, this would be one of our lowest scored episodes, but
they
got lucky. You got lucky this time, Burger King.
I was ready to cleave. I was going to chop heads, and the spicy nuggets saved them. The regular nuggets, they sacrificed themselves for the greater good of the score.
Yep. This is the cheapest restaurant we've ever eaten at, right?
So I got to roll, that's the review, and to roll into the SERP sides.
Yes.
I got a 8-piece spicy nugget, 8-piece regular nugget, and I got the, I don't even know what the fuck it's called. I got the Hershey's, like, pie. So Hershey's chocolate pie.
Oh, I didn't even know they had that.
Yeah, it popped when I saw it. That was more expensive. I think it was like $4.15.
Wow.
Was the two nuggies and the pie.
Holy shit.
And because I think my water was free.
How was the pie? Was it like a cream pie?
I'll tell you how it was.
Cheesecake?
I don't know. I haven't eaten it yet.
Ooh.
I ran home and I put it in the refrigerator. I'm going to get it now. You can see it. The audience can't. But there's a picture at Face Jam Pod.
Yep.
What I do like is clearly no human being touched it because it's not like they made the pie or anything. It came in a little pie-shaped cardboard container, and you had to rip not one, but both sides of the box.
Whoa.
A la, you know, official mail style and reveal the
like
pie.
Yeah, it's like a tax return or something.
Oh, how weird.
Oh, there it is.
Who
groaned? Did Nick groan?
No.
Oh, someone.
he's amazed.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Nick,
he's got a new word. Good.
Michael, good.
To answer your question, it's creamy as shit.
Yeah.
That looks like it was just plucked from the Hershey pie tree. I mean, that's just how it comes off the branch, right? In that box
there
and everything.
Yep.
Nature works in mysterious ways. Big old bite.
He's learning. I heard a wow, too. Did somebody give him, like, my first word book?
Got him hooked on phonics.
While I eat this, what did you get, Jordan?
I got the 4-piece mozzarella sticks. So a similarly colored and textured thing to the spicy nuggets.
Sure.
I'm going to take a bite. I got it with some Marnar.
Oh, you got a little Marnar there. All right.
Goddamn mess.
That looks, Michael, that looks like a messy pie.
It's all over your face.
I cream pied.
The mozzarella sticks look exactly like the, you know, like the chicken fries that they sell there.
Remember those commercial?
Yeah, that's exactly. Oh, God,
Michael.
No. Oh,
what?
No.
What about
Michael.
The mozzarella sticks? Nick, what are you looking at?
Michael.
I've
pied myself.
Okay, cool. I got a good picture.
You got to sign an NDA too. Oh, if we use that, now everyone will know why I'm the emperor.
Oh, that's true. Well, we have to work with our Face Jam social team to figure out if it's something we want to post or not.
We'll pass it down.
Okay.
So the mozzarella sticks, a little cold after sitting here for a little bit.
Yeah, mine is too.
I did have one before. Strangely, it tastes the same. So really doesn't make a difference. These things are really shitty.
Yeah.
And like they taste like not real cheese, and they don't even
got that rubber cheese.
You get mozzarella so you can like bite it and then like get the string as you pull it away. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not a hint of string. Not a string to be found. Not a string nor a cheese. 45.
Wow.
45.
It's fair.
Well, I could barely finish mine. I got it down.
If you want some extra, I think there's some lying around you can get.
No, it's gone, Jordan. It's all gone. So this thing was
like
90
chalky milk.
It's not. I've been slurping chalky milk right from the brown cow's tit. That's how they make chalky milk. This thing is 95% cream. Let me tell you.
I can tell.
The pie crust is so thin. It's like you're holding, it's like I'm eating a cloud. So, I mean, it was pretty good. The flavor was there. It was a good chocolate and cream flavor, but it barely was a pie. It was a centimeter of crust and a mountain of cream. But the flavor is pretty good. I'm going to give it 65. I feel like I'm going to go into shock soon. I'm going to go into diabetic shock. I wasn't a diabetic, but I am now.
Ooh, are you streaming on Twitch?
No, I'm twitching.
Twitching on stream?
I'm twitching. I'm doing it all, baby.
PogChamp.
I tried to get the jalapeno mozzarella, like whatever, jalapeno cheddar balls or whatever the fuck they're called.
What are they called?
I don't know. I think that's what they're called. Let's see.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I could you could be tricking me again. I don't know. I'm susceptible, apparently.
They are called the jalapeno cheddar bites. I tried to order them, and then the guy at Burger King, even though it's on their menu and it's one of their featured items, he's like, no, those are discontinued. Oh, it says right here. Yeah, we don't have it.
They're on the menu. I see them right here.
Yep. We don't have it. All right.
Do you think he was hoarding them? Do you think he just got boxed out?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
Mm. Why do you think they were discontinued? Do you think maybe something was wrong with them? You think there were like used condoms in them or something?
Well, no, because that got served. So I don't think that's the issue.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. They actually, that would be something they would want to.
Right, let's do it again. Hey, got their name in the papers.
Yeah. And then they put their own name in the papers that one time.
Well, they sure did.
That was great advertising for McDonald's.
Let's come together. No. What?
That's like the headline is McDonald's shuts down clingy Burger King. No means no. Move on.
McDonald's catfishes Burger King.
Okay, hey, real quick, you want to send us a snack for Snack Attack, which hopefully we're going to be doing again soon. You can send the Face Jam courtesy of Eric Bedore, 1901 East 51st Street, Austin, Texas, 78723. Don't feel like you have to send anything. I mean, we are in weird in-between times. And we do have some snacks, so it's fine. And we'll keep
doing
surprise.
We're also Serpensidon.
Yep.
Serpsides.
Serps up.
Little merch update. Listen to Face Jam shirts are available now, so you can go buy them at store.roosterteeth.com.
Get them in black and white.
Yep. There's also the 100% Eat shirts coming back soon. I don't have a date on those yet, but hopefully we'll get those very shortly. And then as of this recording, the 100% Eat hat that we are all wearing but you can't see it'll be on sale by the time this episode comes out, as long as it doesn't sell out. So I hope
there's no way it'll not be sold out. I'm just going to say
now. I hope that you can get your little mitts on it.
I hope you got it already. Cause this comes out on a Tuesday. The hat will have come out on the previous Thursday.
The previous Thursday. That's
right. So I mean, what are you nuts?
No.
There's no way. Once we got 10,000 hats.
I mean, I'm buying like half of them right off the bat.
Just in case. Gotta make sure to sell out.
You can upcharge.
Yeah. Smart. Yeah, and then, well, Rooster Teeth is then going to call me and be like, come get the hat, and then send a bartender over and
also
to you.
Is that it? Or
no, it's I say that the 100% Eat hat and Pop Socket, they'll have both gone on sale by the time this comes out. If you want to follow for more updates on merch and things that are coming out and the goings-on of the show and everything, follow at FaceJamPod on Twitter. You can also listen to the podcast like you have been for this entire time, but at FaceJamPod on Twitter.
And one more note, if you don't have hate in your heart like Eric, you could also get the 100% Eat Pride shirt that he didn't mention.
Is it still on sale?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why do you hate Pride?
I thought it wasn't on sale still.
I thought you were an ally.
Was it on sale for like a day?
No, it is still on sale. I thought it was a limited run thing.
Portion of this goes to charity. You should totally buy it.
Yeah, which it is. Which charity? It should be on there.
100% Eat. It will, a portion of the proceeds go to Out Youth, an organization that supports LGBTQIA+ in Central Austin. So go pick up the 100% Eat Pride shirt. It's great.
And that's print order.
Yeah.
So you can buy it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the 100% Eat shirt, but full of pride.
Yes, it's instead of an orange shirt with white writing, it's black shirt with rainbow.
But
that's great.
Disclosure, If you wear it on the green screen, there'll be no green.
Yeah, the green goes away.
Just goes
away. I mean, you should know that. It's
might become the emperor's chair, depending on your background.
There you have it.
We got a giggler over here.
All right, make sure you rate and subscribe. Tell a friend about the show where we eat the food and then rate the food.
After that pie, I feel like I'm full rat.
Oh, are you a little pie rat?
I grew up from a mouse to a rat.
I grew up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you start as a baby mice. Mouse and you grow into a rat.
What's the next step? Like a chinchilla?
Yeah, I'm looking at these mice and I'm going, grow up.
Yeah.
Fucking eat the pie and grow up.
I did it.
Mice.
Dude, you're not going to believe what I grow up into next.
Oh, no. The only way to find out is to keep listening to Face Jam.
Oh, God. It's all over your hand.
What's all over my hand?
Okay, goodbye.
You guys are children. You guys are just children.